Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Did face masks help fight COVID? Oh, God, not again. Scientists want you to wear yours again. No, God, no, please.
No, God!
I'm not going through this again.
No!
All right, I played nice the first time. I wore my mask anytime it was appropriate. For what, a year or two? How long did we do that?
No!
I got all three jabs. I'm vaccinated to the hilt, baby. And I'm not going any further.
No!
That doesn't make me anti-vax. That makes me, I don't know, somewhere in between anti-vax and like full-on gung-ho. The government can never do anything wrong, and I fully trust every injection they put in my body. I'm just not going to play along anymore. And I'm willing to bet the silent, moderate majority of America is willing to take that stance also. A doctor in New York City has successfully transplanted a pig kidney into one brain-dead 57-year-old Maurice Miller back on July 14th, and guess what? The guy is still alive. Still completely brain-dead, but still alive. There are a lot of us out there, and doctors have agreed to let this guy live for another month just to see how it goes. Can you imagine, like, if he wakes up? Welcome back to Earth. Would you like something to eat? Yes, I'll have some bacon, please. Let's just hope he's actually still brain dead in there. I mean, what if he's alive and you keep jamming these pig kidneys up inside of his guts? That's a hellish kind of nightmare that I don't want to keep thinking about anymore. So let's move on. The James Webb Telescope has found a giant question mark floating around somewhere out in space. Well, it's not actually a question mark, but it sure looks like one. Other than that, there's just really not that much going out there in space right now. A conflict between two dog crap removal companies in Washington State has been resolved. Oh, thank goodness. A company called Pooper Trooper sued another company called Scoop Troop back in July, accusing them of copyright infringement over the name issue. Scoop Troop will now be known as Swoop Scoop, with a new website and logos all the way around. Well, it's nice to see that they resolved this issue, but I cannot imagine doing that kind of work for a living. God bless him. I'm trying to think about how much I would actually charge to do that job without going crazy. I'm thinking like 20 dog turds in an average size yard. I got to put on a glove. I got to walk around, try not to step in it. And I got to put it in a bag and take it back to the truck and go dispose of it. I'm not doing that for anything less than like $300. And that's way too expensive, so it would not be a viable business model for me to get into the dog turd business, but good for these people. Somebody's got to do it, right? And it looks like Britney Spears is getting divorced again. I couldn't care less. The dude that's leaving said that he's going to spill the beans on all the crazy stuff that she's been up to if she doesn't give him some more cash on the prenup on the way out. There's been rumors that she cheated on him. He's 29, she's 41. I mean, dude, you had to know what you were getting into here. Let's check today's top headlines at Newsweek.com. Yes, that's right. Kids love headlines at Newsweek.com. Georgia Republicans are taking emergency action on Trump's indictment. Good luck with that, stalling the inevitable. Horror as a man realizes his daughter is dating his ex. That's got to be kind of awkward. Go check that out at Newsweek.com. Warren Buffett is selling $8 billion worth of stock, and it's raising fears of an economic crash. The district attorney down in Georgia sounds the alarm on very dangerous aspects of threats her office is receiving. And Donald Trump has complained about Fox News showing what he calls unflattering pictures of him. You see, Donald, when you look like a walking dumpster fire, it's going to be really hard to capture anything other than a walking dumpster fire with what we call cameras. You might want to hire a courtroom illustrator to follow you around. I'm sure you'll be able to meet one here soon in the near future, considering all your trial dates that are coming up soon. And a little inside baseball this week, we have a brand new podcast at Newsweek that we've launched called Better Planet. It's a bi-weekly podcast that features meaningful conversations with real planet heroes about their efforts to help the environment, as well as encouraging news and information that you need to help make this a better planet for everyone. Be sure to check out all our other podcasts at Newsweek Radio and Podcasting. We call it Radio and Podcasting because some of our shows are going to be making a leap from podcasting over into what we call terrestrial radio. Sounds really spooky, doesn't it? Terrestrial. It's almost like something from another world. For Newsweek Radio, I'm Jesse Edwards.